Last week, the second-to-last wild-born Spix McCaw died. The 40-year-old parrot, named Presley, was thought to have inspired the film Rio, about a pet who was discovered and taken to join a captive breeding program. Spix macaws are thought to be extinct in the wild, and less than 100 remain in zoos around the world. Most of these birds are closely related, so Presley was important because he was genetically very different. Unfortunately, although it was attempted, he never bred successfully, so his death was a huge blow for the future of Spix macaws. Here is your quickfire science on captive breeding programs with Dave Ansell and Ginny Smith.
According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List, around 17,000 species are threatened with extinction. This is largely due to habitat loss and hunting.
Captive breeding programs within zoos aim to protect the most endangered species from going extinct. Some of these will eventually re-release animals into the wild.
The first success story was in the 1960s, when a captive breeding program allowed the Arabian oryx to be re-released after being hunted to extinction.
More recently, golden lion tamarins have been re-released in Brazil after a successful breeding program. Their numbers are now slowly rebounding.
For a population to be healthy, whether captive or in the wild, it's important that it is genetically diverse.
When animals mate, the children receive one set of genes from the mother and one from the father. Usually, if one gene in a pair is defective, it doesn't affect the animal much.
If, however, the parents are closely related, it's more likely the offspring will receive two copies of the defective gene, which can lower its survival chances. This is known as inbreeding.
As a population becomes less genetically diverse, it's less likely genes will exist to make animals less susceptible to the disease, so a single illness could wipe out the whole group.
Each zoo only holds a few individuals of each species, so zoos have to work together to prevent inbreeding.
Groups such as the European Association of Zoos and Aquaria, or EAZA, carefully manage captive populations to ensure they're as genetically diverse as possible.
Their animals don't belong to a zoo, but are on loan from the EAZA, meaning they can be moved around in the way that most benefits the population as a whole.
This reduces the need to take animals from the wild and hopefully leads to healthy and diverse populations.